Sports Radio 610 presents Mad Radio with Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant.
Mikey's on vacation. I am Paul Gallant, Seth Payne with us, Mark Vandermeer.
Hello,
in the house.
Boys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We've got OTA starting up next week. Fire it up because this is it. Here we go. This is training camp. Right, Seth? OTAs are training camp.
They are.
They
for the
are.
Rookies especially. This is where you find out who the dumb rookies are.
Ah.
You nickname one of them, can't get right, and then it's fun to watch. And we're like, oh, I'm going to watch this guy get yelled at for the next 3 months.
I think this is
pretty good.
It's so hard on the rookies, though, because the first OTA for the first time a rookie's out there with the vets, that's like the Super Bowl for them, right? For the vets, it's like, all right, OTAs, this is the ramp-up process. For the rookies, I got to hit the ground running, make an impression, and you're burnt out by July. No, maybe not. But you know what I mean? That's why they hit the rookie wall.
It is a really good point about how, for the rookies, this is the first time. They've already had the rookie minicamp. It's the first time you go up against like guys you've seen on television and guys that you look up to. And it's almost always the rookies will come in, they'll go into OTAs where there's no pads on, and they'll say, you know what? It's not as fast as I thought it would be. It's not as hard as I thought it would be. And you kind of fool yourself.
Leonard Fournette syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get into training camp and you're like, oh, okay, it is a little faster and it's a little rougher, but nobody's going to the ground or anything. And you're right. Leonard Fournette, who said that in training camp, and this is after he'd done preseason games, he said he thought the SEC was harder and faster because he's stupid.
Keep mouth shut until regular season.
He's averaged 2.3 yards per carry ever since.
Well, he went to Louisiana State University like a Patrick Peterson did, and Patrick Peterson suspended.
And like an OBJ.
Yeah.
Oh, my
OBJ
gosh.
OBJ dominated
in the
conversation. We're just talking all Tigers today, all Tiger talk. Look. Patrick Peterson's been suspended 6 games by the National Football League, 4 games for violating the PED policy, and on top of that, 2 more for using a masking agent of some sort. Mark, I this is such a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer already, but now he's going to be available, I believe, at a discounted rate. The Cardinals only have him for now, 1.625 years going forward. I mean, how much value do you have in a Patrick Peterson when, all right, he's not going to help you in the first half of this season. You're going to stink.
Their fans would understand, too, at this point, right? Would their fans understand? Not that you do it for the fans, but in
moving
Phoenix,
on from Peterson?
If they make a deal, will the fans say, I get it, you get the suspension?
The ones that do pay attention, yes.
Let's get something out of this now.
Plus, whenever somebody clamors for a trade, I think instantly, emotionally, fans kind of check out a little bit. No matter how much they might like Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
Don't you know what I mean? Like you hear that, okay, Patrick Peterson,
you
I love Patrick
love
Peterson.
Me?
The kids have my kids got his jersey, and then all of a sudden you hear that, oh, he wants a trade. It's not like he wants a new contract, he wants a trade. I don't know.
Two most popular Cardinal jerseys heading into this year before Murray gets drafted, probably Fitzgerald, number one, and then Kurt Warner. No, then maybe still Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But as far as, for current
Anquan
players.
Bolden.
No, Peterson, no doubt. Yeah. How about that?
Could be Bolden. I don't know. Like, I think right now, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, you're a fan, first off, what are you really losing in Patrick Peterson? It's great to have a shutdown corner, but how much does a shutdown corner help you when your offense has a quarterback that's going to be getting sacked a whole lot, whether it was Josh Rosen last year or Kyler Murray this season?
Yeah, but you said
season.
It. Their defense can have a few moments here and there. You know, so do you want to wait and see and see what you can get out of them? But the thing is, here's the big question. But never mind the Texans for a moment. What's the market for Peterson as far as what can you get for him if you're Steve Keim? What are you getting for Peterson who has to sit 6 games starting next year?
Something tells me that the reason that maybe they had been sitting back was partly because they were asking for a lot, like multiple picks.
Right.
Like maybe a first and a second round pick or something like that.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes, I agree. But now, I mean, now Steve Keim has to be telling himself, all right, I can't be accepting that. If someone's going to make a call about a trade right now for a guy that I'm not going to have for 6 games this coming season, then I got to take this.
But here's the other thing about Steve Keim. He's one sliver away from being fired.
Yes.
So do I want to make a deal for a third round, which sounds somewhat fair to me, I guess. But what's that really going to do for me right now? If I have a team here that wins 7 games this year, oh my gosh, I keep my job and we move on from here. But that third rounder is not going to do me any good this year. Peterson might help me win 3 or 4 games, down the stretch.
I think it's a really good point because Paul and I talked about this a little bit, that from the outside, it's always easy to say, well, yeah, this team's on a 1 or a 2 or a 3 year plan and they're thinking off in the future. Where with the teams themselves, they're usually thinking on a much shorter time horizon. Like, they think they're going to be competitive earlier than everybody else thinks they are. And Steve Keim, especially the GM, he can't afford for this team to look like a mess. He's got to – you're going to take your lumps with a rookie quarterback, but it's got to look like something that
progress.
Can move forward. And yes. If you look at what they did on defense, the guys they brought in on defense – to try to, you know, make this a competitive team. They brought in Brooks Reed as one of your outside linebackers. Terrell Suggs, which, you know, like, frankly, I don't, like, Terrell Suggs has got to be really, really close to retirement.
This is like the Cameron Wake in Nashville signing.
DJ Swearinger, they're running DJ Swearinger. It's not like they bolstered this defense to the point where you feel like, oh, wow, this will really help out a young quarterback.
That doesn't sound like a future build, though. Those moves are
that
not.
That sounds like right now,
that
right.
That sounds like, not like we're going to win.
No,
to the
like we
right
need
now.
To keep it together right now.
Yeah, we need to win 6-7 games and show that we're moving forward here with this young quarterback, have a serviceable defense. So in that way, I think the asking price is still going to be higher than you think. Now, as far as the Texans go, that figures in big time as to whether I'm going to do it or not if I'm Brian Gain. Like, if it's cheap, whatever you determine that to be, all right, maybe. If I have to give up a 2 or something, bye-bye.
What, on a 2?
I'd do a 2.
Oh, come on!
I would.
A 2?
I would. Give me
2. Do the 2!
I want 10 games to Patrick Peterson. Give me 10. Give me 10 games plus the playoffs.
And next season. And next season. Mark, I'd send a 1. I'd send a 1.
No, I wouldn't do a 1. No.
Yes, because you guys are cowards. I would do a 1.
I don't know.
1. Let's go.
The other thing, too, I am freaked out a little bit by the PED just because I want to know why.
Guys committed to winning.
Why was he feeling kind of desperate? Like, why did he
do it? Why did he do it?
Yeah. That makes me nervous.
I get it that it happens, okay? We all understand that it happens, but why did you do it? And are you okay without it? That's what I want to know, because he's not young anymore. He's not old, but he's not young. So I want to know why he's doing it, and if it's worth a 2 is still a that's a nice price
if he's
for them.
What if this is something that all of a sudden, yo, he's maintained his play, but you found out that this was the first year he also started juicing. That makes me nervous. That'd be like if you're about to marry an older fella and he tells you he's going to quit his Viagra before you get married. Most women aren't going to sign on for that.
Some might be happy about
that's
it.
That's true.
Nicole Smith, I'm very happy about this. Thank you.
We talked about that the other day. Like, it was a rough day for gold diggers when they invented Viagra. It went from a pretty smooth, like, oh, I just got to walk around and look pretty, to like, oh, now I got to put in my work.
They're looking for any placebo they can.
The voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, hanging out with me, Paul Gallant, Seth Payne. It's Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. Mike is on vacation. Yeah, I do the first, and you guys talk about, okay, well, why was he doing it? I mean, come on, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. We all want to look our best.
It's for beach muscle.
Exactly.
That's it.
It's almost pool season, Mark. I mean, like, I haven't drank for a month, not because I'm, like, trying to, like, find a clear path. I want to look sexy for the beach. I've been eating keto for the last month. That's why. If I had access to steroids, I'd be taking them. Now, it might not help some other departments, but I would be taking them. Let's give Patrick Peterson the benefit of the doubt. It's pool season. He just wants to look hot.
If you had access to steroids, do you own an internet?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want I don't want to pay for it.
How difficult is this, Paul? Are you still on the keto diet, by the way?
I still am, yeah.
Although I had a
he's really disciplined with it.
No, like yesterday was bad.
Nah, dude. Okay, one time in a month. Like, that's pretty impressive.
I went into Walgreens yesterday to go to pick up a prescription for something, and I walked down the cookie aisle. And I walked down the cookie aisle like 5 times, and then eventually I just took the $1 like little crappy cookies, and I ate the whole bag. Like, and then I went to the gym and I puked up some of them while I was
intentionally.
I worked out hard, so you purged
those not with a finger in your mouth, but by working out.
Yeah, just by working out.
Okay. Now you're developing bulimia. Okay, this is not good.
A really weird form of bulimia.
Maybe I should do steroids instead.
I read an old interview with Stevie Nicks, who singer in Fleetwood Mac, and she was trying to lose weight. She said, "If I'm going to have a carbohydrate, it's going to be good." So, Paul, if you cheat on your diet, make it good. Don't go to Walgreens. I love Walgreens. Go to another store.
I couldn't help myself. I just walked down the aisle, and I was like, what kind of cookies do they have? Kind of cookies? And then I walked away, and then I walked back.
We were at when we were at Jonesy's wedding. I hung out with Paul pretty much the whole time. And
I did
never
have cake.
Touched...
I did have the cake. I had two slices of cake.
Yeah, they're small slices.
But
though.
That
works out to like a half a slice.
That was my first cheat of keto.
But you didn't
over
drink
four
alcohol
weeks.
Either. That
didn't
was
drink
impressive.
At all. I drank a lot of coffee. Looked like an addict.
So you're really giving Peterson the benefit of a doubt.
Oh, yeah, man, he's fine.
Wants rock hard abs.
I would say too. If I think about guys, like some of the guys that I knew that tried stuff in the NFL, it was usually, because it's never, and I think it's still this way just from conversations with guys, it's not nearly as widespread as people think it is, but the guys that I personally knew that would actually talk about it, it tended to be guys that it was, as they were later in their career, they had an injury and they felt like, all right, I need, something's not responding the same way.
Maybe a boost.
And they'll, yeah.
But what about, I mean, he's a defensive back. You know, he's a cornerback.
Right.
We don't hear about this that often, do we? Am I missing something? You know,
we had, what's his name from the Patriots?
Not McCourty.
Rodney Harrison?
Rodney Harrison. Yeah.
Rodney Harrison back
in the day.
Little HGH.
But, you know, those guys are like bulking up. I don't know. It's funny because I think the corners are among the best shaped guys in the team.
Right.
On the team. Right? I mean, those guys are cut.
They're never trying to bulk up or anything or gain weight.
I mean,
and that's where I just wonder.
They got to deliver the hits.
Well, and this was an off-season test. So, I don't know if maybe he also had a procedure done or something in January. Like, maybe he was trying to recover from something.
And he was going to go off of it in time for training camp. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you get tested. Like, these guys get followed around all over the place now. If you're on vacation in Asia and they call you, you got to respond within, like, a certain number of hours. They do it like on the WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, like not as strict, but pretty strict compared to what it used to be. It's really hard to try.
So they'll actually contract out.
I don't know what happens
in China. He could get a phone call.
I don't know how they do it when you're over there, but you better at least be accounted for.
All right,
it can't just be that, hey, we tried to get a hold of you for a week or two and you didn't respond. Like, you got to respond.
You can't be in the States being like, I'm in Asia.
And I think you're supposed to. I think they have to register before they go. Like, they have to explain where you're going to be and everything.
I'm a dummy, by the way. Julian Edelman is the last Patriot that got suspended.
Oh, right. Yeah, Julian Edelman,
Super Bowl MVP.
You know, it's
Julian
amazing
Edelman.
How you have a mental block about that.
Yeah,
amazing.
I think LaDainian Tomlinson once said it best sarcastically, but he was true. It's true. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
And it really,
Edelman, by the way, looks a lot beefier, a lot more bulked up than he did earlier in his career, right?
Well, that's a good point.
No doubt. I mean, I'm not saying it's because of that, but clearly he has a desire to do that. Maybe he's been hanging out with you and he's on the keto diet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all about the beach bod, guys.
Yeah.
It's all pool season time. Mark Vandermeer hanging out with us, Seth Payne, Paul Gallant. It's Mad Radio on Sports Radio 610.